Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan On Air. And in my Twitter bio, you'll find a link to join the Talking Puck Discord. It's free. It's fun. We're trying to grow our hockey community over there. Keep it positive and keep it light, you know, and we share news. We share information. There's some pretty good back and forth. But we also talk about other stuff, too. If you want to get into music or off into books, there's places to do that as well. But we love talking about the sport. We would love you to be a part of it. So please join our Talking Puck Discord. Also, if you like the podcast, please subscribe. You can find us just about anywhere you get your podcasts. If not, we are hosted by Audio Boom. Type in Talking Puck Podcast and you should find us there. So I'm taping this a little early, truth be told, with the holiday coming up and all. And I thought I would just kind of drop one here or maybe... Not even sure if we're going to have a couple more throughout the week. I'm kind of looking forward to taking a few days off, and I hope you are too. And just stepping back a little bit, it's been, gosh, can you even say wild ride? I mean, does that even measure up to where we've been in 2020? From the middle of March, when everything started going sideways, and it started with the cancellation of one NBA game, all of a sudden, this is where we find ourselves. You know, it's crazy to think that we're going to struggle with the after effects of this for years. And I mean, who knows? I hope we're nearing an end of at least this whole first phase. Maybe as, you know, the vaccinations roll out, the virus will lessen and lessen and lessen its effects on society. I know we're all kind of worn out, and I get that. And that's why sports like the NHL are trying to kind of put their head down and keep on trucking. But I think at Christmas, even if you don't maybe celebrate Christmas, maybe Hanukkah or whatever you may be celebrating in this holiday season, just to take a moment and reflect, I talked in the last podcast about gratitude a little bit, and I thought to myself, what would I want for Christmas gifts for hockey fans, just in general? The first one I think I would want would be maybe just a normal season. And I know we're not going to get it this year, but we do know we're going to get 56 games. We're going to start up in January. Of course, this is all pending provincial approvals and all this stuff. I'm going to go ahead and think positive for the sake of this podcast. I'm going to say it's all going to fall into place. It may not, but I'm going to think that way. I think once we get on a regular cycle again, when it comes to everything in our lives, we're going to feel a lot better, whether it's work and school for the kids or just your daily routine, whatever it was, what versus whatever it is now. You know, I think we all miss that a little bit. So it'll be nice to go back to having just some familiarity. This is new, it's strange, and it's thrown us all for a loop. And sometimes it's natural to be afraid of stuff that you just don't understand. And I think that's been the bulk of our 2020. So I'm hoping we get some sense of normalcy back out of this. And not only for hockey fans, but for everyone. I am also hoping that we don't see, this would be another Christmas gift I would like Santa. And I would like to wrap up financial certainty and security for players and owners. Because one can't survive without the other. One hand washes the other. We do need to acknowledge, though, in a flat cap world, teams are going to take some damage. I just want that damage minimized. I don't want teams who were competitive to now have to completely pilfer themselves and end up not competitive because of nothing they did. And you can say all you want about, well, teams have to be prepared for every eventuality. No one saw this coming. No one saw a flat cap. No one saw the minimal increase that'll follow the flat cap in a couple of years. Teams just weren't ready to deal with this. So I really hope that we don't have to see a team dismantle itself just to get under some number. You know, and I look at Vegas, I look at Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay is one of those teams like, oh my goodness, what are the Lightning going to do here? But there's a bunch of teams out there that need to get under, and they may only be over by a little bit, but they need to find a way to slide under the bar. And eventually they'll find dance partners, make some trades. Teams with cap room like Detroit and Ottawa will end up helping them out, I'm sure. if the acquisitions are favorable. But I don't want to see anybody have to trade away a big piece of the puzzle just because of the amount of money they make. And because of the pandemic hitting and it forcing their hand in something that there was no way any of us could have figured out. So I hope no one's team is dismantled. Here's the other thing I hope. I hope that for the fans of the seven teams, and this would be another awesome gift, Santa, the fans of the seven teams that haven't touched the ice since March, that you are treated to a spirited and exciting return for your hockey team. No matter who you root for, I would like that for everybody, but especially for those fans of the seven. You know, Buffalo, I think, has a lot to be optimistic about and see what the heck they're going to get out of Taylor Hall. It stinks you don't have 82 games and you've got 56, but I think that that's exciting for Buffalo, you know, and some of the other teams. Ottawa is talking Stanley Cup within 4 years. Wow. All right, Senators, show me what you got. You're playing in the All-Canadian Division and your toughest rivals, you're sandwiched between them. So, okay, let's have at it. You know, there are so many teams that I want to see what they're going to be capable of doing. What are the Los Angeles-based teams even going to bring to the table? What about the San Jose Sharks? All these questions that we're going to have. And I really hope for those teams' fans that haven't seen their team in a while, that they're treated at least to some early success, they find something to cheer about, and they're able to be happy and have that joy return to them that we all found in the game of hockey. And you know what? I think for the final gift, that's what I'm going to ask for, is that no matter what has happened in our lives, and there's been tragedy and loss and disruption and chaos, but no matter what we've been through this year, we're still here. If you're listening to me, you're still here. So pat yourself on the back just for that. And I'm proud of you for making it this far, because there are times when I think we all believed we might not. But I hope that we're able to find some joy in watching this game that we all love, maybe on a Saturday night coming up here in January, and just sitting down for 2 or 3 hours, just letting it all melt away. I hope we're all able to find that. All right, everybody. Well, Merry Christmas again, or Happy Hanukkah, or whatever you may happen to be celebrating this holiday season. I hope that you enjoy yourself, you are safe, you are happy, and you are healthy. And we will talk to you again soon. This has been the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Take care.